This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has once again been ranked the world's most popular leader, securing a 68% approval rating in the latest global survey conducted by US-based data analytics firm Morning Consult. The survey, carried out between March 2nd and 8th, shows Prime Minister Modi maintaining a significant lead over other global leaders. Switzerland's President Guy Parmelin and South Korea's President Lee Jae-myung are in second position, both with 62% approval ratings. In contrast, US President Donald Trump recorded a 39% approval rating and did not feature among the top 10. Union Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has said that opposition parties have assured full support of the government in the all-party meeting on the West Asia situation. Talking to media after the meeting, Mr. Rijiju thanked members of all parties who participated, stating that all questions and concerns raised by opposition leaders were addressed by the government. The all-party meeting, convened at the Parliament House complex in New Delhi last evening, was chaired by Defence Minister Rajnath Singh. The government has said that the country has the capacity of refining 26 crore ton crude oil and urged citizens to stop believing in rumours and avoid panic buying. Addressing an interministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia held in New Delhi yesterday, Joint Secretary, Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, clarified that there has been no increase in the rates of petrol and diesel amid rumours of petrol-diesel price hike.
PNG connection ko badhawa dene ke liye Bharat sarkar ne
to promote PNG connections, the government of India issued another gazette notification. Its main objective is to streamline application fees and approval timelines related to PNG connections across all states. These steps have already started showing good results. In the last 25 days, 2.5 lakh new connections have been provided. Approximately 2.2 lakh consumers have shifted from LPG to PNG.
Lagbhag 2,20,000 ऐसे कंज्यूमर्स हैं जो एलपीजी से पीएनजी पर शिफ्ट हुए हैं.
The Central Consumer Protection Authority directed hotels and restaurants not to levy additional charges such as LPG charges and fuel cost recovery on consumers. The Central Consumer Protection Authority, CCPA, said it is closely monitoring such practices across the country and any violation will be dealt with appropriately and necessary action will also be taken to safeguard the interests of consumers. The authority made it clear that only applicable taxes can be added to the price mentioned in the menu of restaurants and hotels. All input costs should be factored into the prices displayed in the menu. Efforts to secure a ceasefire in the West Asia conflict have suffered a major setback after Iran rejected a 15-point proposal put forward by the United States. Iranian state media reported that Tehran received the proposal through intermediaries but dismissed it as excessive. The US proposal is believed to include demands for Iran to scale back its nuclear program, limit missile capabilities, reopen the Strait of Hormuz to international shipping, curb support for regional armed groups and accept phased sanctions relief. Iran has instead issued a 5-point counter-proposal. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will be on a 2-day visit to France starting today to participate in the G7 Foreign Ministers' meeting with partner countries. The External Affairs Ministry said that Dr. Jaishankar is expected to hold bilateral discussions with his counterparts on the sidelines of the G7 Foreign Ministers' meeting at Abbaye des Voeux de Cernay. In Bangladesh, more than 18 people were killed after a passenger bus carrying dozens plunged into the Padma River at the Dia Ferry terminal in Rajpari district. Large-scale rescue operations is underway. Officials said the vehicle sank nearly 30 feet underwater. Ram Navami is being celebrated across the country today, marking the birth anniversary of Maryada Purushottam Bhagwan Shri Ram. President Draupadi Murmu extended greetings to the citizens on the eve of Ram Navami. In a message, President Murmu said that the epic life journey of Lord Ram guides us to follow the path of truth, justice and virtue for a meaningful life. And that is the end of this news bulletin.